7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, we certainly know that that time cannot be correct. Why do we know this? Because if we look at our clock right now, we notice that it's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm probably most well known for my ability to pour tea. Oh, it's like I was born to do this. Oh, I love to pour and then drink tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good today. Oh, I need that. Oh, I'm drinking Longjing today. Because Longjing is good. It's delicious. But you know that already. And we don't need to discuss it any further. So, let's get out of the car. Oh, yeah. Because as you've probably realized, we do have some charged up batteries today. And I needed to get some exercise. Yesterday was weird for me. Oh, I was all crampy and sore all day. So I'm outside today moving around, getting that critical exercise. It's warm, and maybe a little bit warmer than I thought it was, but it's windy, so air is moving. And that's good. Ooh, now I'm in the direct sun. Not good. Not sure how long we're going to be out here today. But we're going to be out here for a while. Where are we out here? Well, decided to come down to the creek today. Just because that's easy. And it does afford us some protection from the wind. The wind is coming up now, right as I'm about to get under the canopy. Do-do-do, here we go. Oh, it's nice and dark under here. I like it. I'm working my way down the little path while I look up for owls. And I'm looking down for marmots. Do I have any Mati buddies down here today? Where's my Mati friends? I don't see any Matis. I'm also not immediately seeing any owls. But sometimes they like to show up, make their presence known afterwards. I'm still looking though. No, I do not see any owls in the usual owl places. No. I'm not hearing any bird freakouts that would indicate owls are out and about. I am hearing lots of cicadas and a chainsaw or something out on the golf course. So let's make our way down into the creek and see what's going on down here today, if anything. All right, and we're down. Okay, well, so what are we doing? First we look up. Looking up in the trees for all our owl friends who we haven't seen in a while, but that's okay. That's okay. We know where they live. We can come down and visit them whenever we want. So the first thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to approach the golf ball area and look for golf balls. And we've got golf balls. There's at least four balls in the deep part, right underneath the ravine. There's a ball in the ravine. There's a white. We're going down there. Ooh, we're going down there. What is that? What is that odd color? I see strange colors. There's some balls in the deep area. I can't tell what they are. They look white, but they might be something else. We're going to need a stick. But the water's deep enough that I can't tell what color it is. But further over here, okay, first of all, we need to get some sticks. We need to clear some webs. And over here is a ball of strange color. I need to get rid of that stick. Is no good. It just broke off in my hand. There's a strange colored ball. How long of a stick do I need? There's a strange colored ball in the water. We got to get a stick so I can recover the ball. What about this stick is worthless? What about this stick? That stick is too big. Okay. Take a deep breath, Tub. Calm down. The ball is not going anywhere. We can take our time. No need to get excited. No need to get hot and overheated, because this stick looks ideal. All right, down into the creek we go. I can also see another ball in the water. It's either yellow or green. I think it's just a yellow. Well, we'll check it out, but we'll leave it here if it is just a yellow. Okay, what is this ball? What is this ball? Oh my goodness. This is weird. Okay, I've managed to hook it, and I'm bringing it towards me. Okay. I don't believe it. It's a Volvic. And if anybody remembers Volvic, we have a Volvic number 4. And this is something special, kids. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I think we just found the purple golf ball. That's right. I am holding in my hand a Volvic number 4. Now, some people might say this is pink, but it is a very dark pink. This is going to be purple to most people. Now, this isn't plum. This isn't a plum-colored purple. This is not a deep purple. This is not a Ritchie Blackmore purple. This is a very light purple that is truly on the verge of being purple. It's close to being pink, and when I was looking at it, I was thinking maybe it's one of those pinkish, purplish Callaway balls. No, this is a Volvic. It is all one color, and it is purplish pink. It says something on the side. It says Vivid. Yes, well, it is very vivid. Oh my God. It's a purple golf ball. Oh my goodness, we've achieved a dubious goal. We've been looking for a purple golf ball this whole time. This is it. This is not plum, but at least it's purple. Okay, we got a white ball in the water here. Two white, three, four white balls in the mud. Okay, this ball is going in my pocket. This is a treasure. I don't believe it. I'm so glad we came down here today. I almost didn't. Now let's go over here and check out some of these other golf balls. Is that a golf ball underneath there? No, that's a leaf. Leaves that look like golf balls. Leaves like sugar. Sugar kisses. All right, now, what is this? Is this a yellow or is this a green? This is just a yellow top flight number 2. I don't want it. White golf ball. I don't want it. Now, what's in the deep water? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 golf balls.
This is the weird looking one, and I think it's just a muddy white golf ball. Yes, as I hook it and turn it and it starts to spin, it's just a white golf ball. It's a Top Flight number two. A Top Flight number two that has gotten very muddy and is very discolored. Oh my God, we've got a purple golf ball. So I'm looking up into the ravine, the little golf ball catching ravine. There's a white golf ball up there, but I'm not interested. Let's walk up here to the picnic table dam. Stepping on the picnic table, I'm going over. Baruka! We're just walking up the creek bed to see what else I can find. Because if we've found purple, maybe we can find something else. And here's a white one. Another white golf ball. Oh, stepping in the sand. Sand's kind of wet. I'm sinking. It's quicksand. Yay! Just walking up the creek bed. In the sand. And there's not much around up here. This is about as far as I can go without getting back out of the creek. Look up on the bank. I don't see anything. Oh my God. I can't believe we have found a purple golf ball. Oh, here's a white golf ball on the bank. And this is great because this is going to fit into the spectrum of my golf balls very well. Oh, I'm just so happy about it. I can't believe it. Now some people might say, that's not purple, that's pink. No. No. I think the vast majority of people, when they see this ball, will say, no, that counts as purple. Because it does. I'm back up on the bank now. And I'm walking downstream back to where we were, back to where we found this convenient stick that I'm still carrying for some reason. Don't know why I'm still carrying it. Yeah, I'm putting it down. I'm gonna put it down right there. And now we're in the bark zone, the washed away bark zone. And we come to the little ravine that the marmots live up. The marmots live up there about another 20 meters. The big wind is starting up. I want to cross this. I want to go down there. How did I do this before? How did we... Wait, I want to look in the water right here to see if there's any golf balls. Not that we could get to them, but just in case. You know, someday we're going to see something in there, and I'm going to have to figure out a way to retrieve it, which means I'm either going to have to take my shoes and socks off and just wade in there, or I'm going to have to get, you know, some waders, which I could get. I do know people who like to spend a lot of time walking around in the water. Oh, somebody just teed off. I just heard a ball being hit, but it did not go down into the creek. I'm working my way downstream. I'm trying to get past all this stuff that sort of blocks us. I want to go downstream today because I want to look for more golf balls. Because if you have a good day and you find one good golf ball, you might find some more. I just had to run down the bank and jump over the stream and land. So now I'm good. Working my way downstream. I am walking in the creek bed. The water is just a meter to my left. I mean, my right. And I'm also checking for owls. Where's that one owl tree? Yeah, this is one over here. Yeah. I don't see any owls. But I am looking for them. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go down here much further. Oh, mati tracks. Oh, and look at this. Also raccoon tracks. Oh, we've had some dudes walking around. Had some dudes walking around in here. You know what I'm going to do? See, normally we would have to turn around and go back right here. But I think what I'm going to do is, if I can just... Is this good? Yeah, this is good. If we just get up on this side of the bank. All right. I'm up on the bank of the creek on the golf course side. And I'm looking... Well, I'm looking for more golf balls and stuff, of course. Because this would be an easy place for golf balls to roll down. Maybe I should have brought that stick with me in case I run into any webs. Okay, as I make it my way a little bit further down here, I'm seeing white golf balls in the water. There's one, there's one. What was that sound behind me? It sounded kind of like a dude. Okay. Keep moving. Not that way. That's a web. Almost walked face first into a big old web. And I'll probably go through it on the way back. So how am I going to remember it's there? Now my neck is starting to hurt doing that thing. Now... Is this a golf ball zone? I think this might be a golf ball zone. What's that? Is that another golf ball in the water? Another white golf ball? Okay. Let's definitely keep our eyes open now. I think we're in a golf ball zone. A secondary golf ball zone. A known zone for golf balls for me to own. I will own it. I will own the golf ball. I'm looking over here for golf balls. Although the light isn't that good. This isn't the best place to look for them. You're not going to see them very easily. All right, now we're in an area where... Ooh, what was that loud noise? It was an owl. There he goes. There he goes. There's Mr. Owl. Suddenly I'm just standing here going around this big tree and I hear crash, crack up in the canopy, and it was one of our owls, a big one. And he flew over there and he flew over to that big tree. I can't see him right now. I kind of can. Let's see. What if we go back? We might be able to see him a bit. Where did he go? Oh, he's over there somewhere, but now he's... Is that him? No. Oh, I can't see him. All right, so we saw an owl having a great day. Purple golf ball. That's a pink golf ball tub. No, this is purple. And I was wondering, I've just now taken it out of my pocket because I was wondering, is it glossy or is it matte finish? And at first I thought it was going to be glossy because all our Volvics have been glossy so far. Like the Volvic Cristal Yellow and the... Don't we have a Volvic Blue? No, that's a noodle. But no, this is matte. It is a matte finish purple golf ball. Or dark pink. Whatever you want to call it. It's looking mighty purple to me. It's going back in my pocket. So I can approach the creek over here. See if there's any golf balls. Any golf balls down here? Do I see any golf balls? I actually don't, but there are some animal tracks over there. Marmot tracks going up to the water. Very nice, very nice. Oh, and now I see something orangish red down there, but I don't think that's a golf ball. It's buried too far in the sand. But we're going to check it out anyway. Da-da-da-da. Okay, here's a white golf ball on the bank. At least we know we're in another golf ball zone. See, there's two holes. The first two holes of this golf course run parallel to the creek. Oh, almost walked into a web there. Glad I saw it when the web was only 1 centimeter from my face. So we'll get a web clearing stick here. Ow. And my calf is starting to hurt, but that's okay. Because I need to see if that's a golf ball. Is that a golf ball down in there? My vision isn't quite good enough. I can't tell. I don't think it is, but I have seen golf balls that color, which is why I'm having such anxiety about it. Now, the funny thing is, this is where we have to make a decision. Turn around and go back. Turn around and go back, or get down into the creek bed. This is a little bit tricky here. I need to grab this tree as I do a move here. We have to twist and jump at the same time. Success. Good job, Tub. This is not a golf ball. It is a red bottle cap. But here's a white golf ball in the mud. Here's a white golf ball in the water. Oh, I see a red golf ball though. But I'm gonna need a stick. Okay, wait, do we need red golf balls? No, we don't need red golf balls, Tobe, because we already have a whole bunch of them. But on the other hand, considering how many red golf balls we find, we can deduce that they're very popular. Can I walk on this sandbar? Yes. Yes, I can. Let's grab it. Washy, washy, washy. Wash off the golf ball. Washy, washy, washy. It's very dirty, but it's a red Titleist number 4. A very nice ball. And I am going to grab it. I'm going to take it with me. Because, like I said, they're popular. Might be able to sell them. This red looks a little different. Why does this red seem different? Is it brighter? Is it just because it's in the sun? Oh, the wind is really picking up. Let's wait for the wind noise. Keep walking upstream or downstream here. Oh, now I really stepped into the wind. I see a white golf ball. But I don't see much of anything else. Here's a white golf ball in the water. Here's a white golf ball on the sand. Here's a table leg. Okay. Oh, wow, look at this. All of the logs and the brush from the various storms has washed down here, and it's now clogging up the little, what do you call it, the culvert. I don't see any other golf balls. Also, the mailbox is gone. Actually, I have a feeling that the mailbox is down there in all that brush. I think the mailbox that was right down here that we were putting golf balls in, it got washed away because the water was high. Wait, what do I see? No. That's not anything. Don't go crazy, Tobe. Don't go crazy. Well, maybe it's okay if you go a little bit crazy. Okay, we better go check that out. Because I see something. I see something blue. And we need to climb up on the bank here. And we need to get down there. What if that's a blue golf ball? And I can tell from here that no. Wind is kicking up sneezy stuff, and it's putting it in my nose, and it's making me sneeze. That's cool. I like sneezing. Sneezing is one of my favorite things to do. And I'm great at it. So as I come down here, what am I doing? You know, this is where we found that other weird gulp all that one time a couple months ago. There's a lot of marmot tracks down here. But there's no more golf balls. The thing that I thought was a blue golf ball is just some kind of plastic bottle. The other nice thing about this wind is that it's drying off the red golf ball that I'm holding. That's nice. I don't have to put it in my pocket while it's wet. Double checking to make sure there's no golf balls down there. No, I don't see any. There's a white golf ball in the mud across from me. We don't need that. Alright. I think I'm going to turn around. Now, see, here's the interesting thing. Can I get out of the creek right here? Can I just pop out? Not really. I don't know. I need to look into that further. But let's just start heading back. And double checking for golf balls. Gonna put the red Titleist number 4, which is a matte finish, into my pocket, into the golf ball collecting pocket. Oh, having a pretty good day. Found some interesting golf balls, especially this one. I gotta take it out of my pocket again to look at it. Yeah. No, that's purple. When you look at this, you will say it's purple, especially when you put it next to this red one. It's very purple. We got a purple golf ball today, people. It's finally happened. It's some kind of miracle. We've been talking about this for, what, close to a year now, I would guess? I think we need to go back down into the creek bed right here. And now my sinuses are freaking out. Did I bring any tissue with me today? Well, let's check my pockets. Got a camera. Don't seem to have any tissue. Got a couple of white golf balls here. And we gotta go rock hopping. My favorite thing to do. Rock hopping. It's fun for me and you. Rock hopping. Walking through the creek, trying to keep our feet dry today. Da dun da dun da dun da. Where do? Now I'm lost. Oh, I wouldn't say lost. I know where I am. I'm in the creek, in my town, near my house. But how did I get? Oh yeah, right. We gotta climb. This is gonna be tricky. We gotta climb back up and grab this tree and do a move. Do I have the energy to do a move? I really don't. Is there a better place to do this? No, there's not. Yeah, this is the downside to heading in this direction. Wait, what if we approach it from this side? Oh, this could work. Wait, am I going to make it? Yes. Yes, I'm going to make it. And here's our stick. Let's grab this stick in case I forget which way I'm supposed to go and accidentally walk through the webs. Don't want webs today. I don't want webs today. I just want some more colorful golf balls. What a great day I'm having. I saw an owl. I found a purple golf ball. I found a red golf ball. And I found a yellow and a bunch of white golf balls that I'm not actually interested in picking up. Huh. Oh, and you know what else is kind of weird? Just realized that we're running out of time, and I had some music to play for you. But we can do that tomorrow. You've been listening to The Dubious. Tobe found a purple golf ball. Can you freaking believe it, committee? A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.